B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 104. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, where Beasley Media Group Station.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
All right. Bring the heat. How was it, Andrew?
It was great, as always.
All right, go ahead.
I went to bed satiated. Look that up, Ben Hader. He truly does belong. Yeah. He entrenched himself into the footing of the elite. He solidified the Ben believers like you, me, Andrew, and all. Like zombies, we can never kill those Mizanov J.O.s, but perhaps they can go into the witness protection program for a little while.
I love it. I love it. They're like zombies. We need to kill them. Like Bob. We don't want to kill you, but you are kind of like a zombie. He's Bad Bob. Forever shall be known as Bad Bob.
I have a tip for the NBA for the dunk contest. How about you don't put 100-year-old Dwight Howard in the dunk contest? And Pat Connaughton, why don't you not put those two people in the dunk contest? And when you have two people who are flying all over the gym and saving the dunk contest, you probably don't want to ruin it and give it to the wrong person.
By the way, I love that guy's delivery.
I do too.
He's got a great delivery, does he?
Yes.
I got an idea. Right. I got an idea about, but it's good, but it's actually, it's not even sarcasm. It's biting. It's good. I got an idea about
the
ball
buster.
No, but yeah, but even better than that. He's not just a ball bro. He's the delivery. Give it to me again. Give it to me the beginning part.
I have a tip for the NBA for the dunk contest. How about you don't put 100-year-old Dwight Howard in the dunk contest? And Pat Connaughton, why don't you not put those two people in the dunk contest? And when you have two people who are flying all over the gym and saving the dunk contest, you probably don't want to ruin it and give it to the wrong person.
Yeah, I love it. I love his delivery. I could cast him into something.
The dunk contest was great.
How about Jones? It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I think Aaron Gordon got robbed, but what do I know?
Well, he was my pick on Friday when we did our daily number. I liked Aaron Gordon, but
he now has two memorable dunk contests where he didn't win.
Yeah.
He was great. I mean, the dunks, they did some new stuff. That's the only thing about the dunk contest. It's like after a while, you're like, okay, I've seen that before. But the more athletic these guys are getting in this day and age, right?
Yeah,
Aaron
baby.
Gordon, he did some stuff that you've never seen before.
Yeah, you're right on.
How about Fultz messing up the pass?
I know.
Perfect, wasn't it? Way to go, Markell.
That was great.
Hey, y'all. Berkey's checking back in again. And Berkey's sorry. Berkey had a bad game last game, but Berkey will be back better than ever after the All-Star break. Berkey is a monster. Remember that. Berkey is a monster.
Berkey.
Why'd he go in between whatever that Korkmaz accent was?
He did the Korkmaz.
Into Brett Brown.
And he morphed into Brett.
He called him a monster.
Berkey is a monster.
I need to throw a bomb on.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I feel defeated and I'm hopeless. Philadelphia sports in 2020 is a disaster. Sixers, no hope. Flyers, no hope. The Phillies won't even make the playoffs after spending over $200 million. The Eagles, they got a lot of off-season work to do. Philadelphia sports, what am I to do? Okay.
What happened to him? He was on a roll.
Is that a two-minute minor? I don't know if that's major worthy.
Nah.
So I feel like that's okay guy shtick.
Yeah, it's not even good. It's just a piss bad.
So he's got a two-day minor. You'll hear from the okay guy again Thursday.
All right.
What up, man? 10-9-8, baby. How about them Fly Guys? Echo Lenny here. Let's go, Flyers! Judas, play the song.
Nice, but did he mean, what What song did he need, Junis? Junis, what song did he mean?
I don't know.
Because he went, let's go Flyers.
Led with the 10-9-8.
Feel the shake. I gotta get well. Because a week from Tuesday, I'm going back to the Flyers, cuz.
Oh, is that right?
Courtesy of Josh.
It's good work.
Taking the kids.
That's awesome. They're gonna love that.
Yeah, right?
Are they hockey kids? Like, do they like hockey?
Yeah, they're sports kids. They like sports, yeah. Okay.
But this is going to be another appreciation.
Is this guy for real? This guy in Audubon?
Yeah. I was warned about him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sky's falling.
Hello, Chip.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
It's quite interesting that Mike Trout would have something to say about the playoffs when he signed a lifetime contract to never make it again. But that's just my opinion. I appreciate you guys doing Sixers talk. It's a rare thing. I had a question, though.
Wait a second. Time out. It's a rare thing? Sixer talk?
Well, not all the time. You don't always hear it. Usually Eagle dominates, so I like to hear it.
Really? You don't listen to the station much, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I figured you didn't.
Well, I kind of got off because I remember everyone telling me how great Chip Kelly was, and then he turned out to be a stooge, and then everyone doubted Doug Peterson, and then he turned out to be good, so... I realize, just like my opinion, it's kind of throwing some junk on the wall and hoping that it sticks.
You think
but
so?
I appreciate. Yeah,
you
that's my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. The old tapes will back it up. But
the
old tapes.
Okay.
Yeah. Like when Chip Kelly came, I remember everyone was ranting and raving about how great the slushy machines were and how on the possession didn't matter. And then all of a sudden, when he was proven to be wrong, we switched. But I had a sports question. I was hoping you guys can give me some knowledge on. And it's Sixers related. I'm thinking Chuck Daly's the only coach I can remember that kind of started with a team and stuck with it through the championship. Like, I remember Doug Collins got bumped out. Stan Van Gundy got bumped out.
Yeah, Phil Jackson. Yeah, but you can go back to Pat Riley and Paul Westhead.
Bingo. So I'm wondering, when are we going to bump this guy out? Or are we going to break the mold? Second question is,
well, before we get to the second question, let's sure. examine the first one. Now, you know, yeah. you're not going to bump him out, as you say, now.
I don't know. Maybe not now. Maybe hopefully.
You wouldn't do that now. You would look at it and go, all right, there's a certain threshold they need to meet. And if they don't meet that threshold, well, then they would make a change, right?
No, I would bump him out because he is clearly been a major enabler in the stagnation of Ben Simmons.
Stagnation of Ben Simmons?
Yeah, like, so if Chuck Daly's the coach, you know, the first...
So, forget about Chuck Daly. You think that Ben Simmons has not improved at all?
I think he's improved moderately. I'll ask you a question.
No, I'm asking you a question.
I did. I said I think he improved moderately. And
Moderately? Give me an example.
Moderately. How's his three-point shooting? Does he shoot 6 or 8 a game?
First of all, he's not a three-point shooter. You know that.
Well, Magic Johnson wasn't when he came in the league.
Well, he's not a three-point, but he's not going to be a three-point shooter.
No, he doesn't work on it anymore.
He's not going to be a three-point shooter. He doesn't need to be a three-point shooter.
Sure he does.
No, he doesn't. You're misguided. He doesn't need to be a three-point shooter. Thanks for the phone call. It must be old J.O. week on the show.
And it's Monday.
At least Bob was a nice guy about it. That guy's a creep, right? That guy was a stone J.O.
I love to check the tape.
This his whole tone needed to be kicked in the teeth. Is this I'm an old a-hole, get off my lawn day on the show? Did I miss something, Andrew?
I guess. They must have not liked the All-Star game yesterday either.
Improve moderately. He don't shoot 8 3-pointers a game. That just goes to show you don't even know what game you're talking about. When is he ever going to be a guy to shoot 8 3-pointers, right? Are you nuts? Certain people should not watch the sport. If you believe that Ben Simmons needs to shoot 6 to 8 three-point shots a game to impact the game, Magic Johnson didn't have a jump shot. I love these guys. What, dude, turn the channel. It doesn't, it's just unbecoming. It's unbecoming. Chip. That was his name, right? Chip?
I don't really care.
Yep.
Talk about perfect. He's right about the Kelly thing. He's right. All chips are J-O's. Creeps. Steve in Florida, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Anthony, what's going on, man?
What's up, Steve? Oh, is this Steve?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
I get to walk outside wearing shorts in 75-degree weather in Florida, man.
Well, good for you, Steve.
Hey, I'm getting used to it. I love this down here, but I miss you guys, man. Orlando sports talk is not really, how much more Magic talk can I get, you know? nothing against the team, but, you guys grew on me over the years, and I miss you guys. But
Stevie, we miss you too, buddy.
But you going off on folks today. I mean, it's a holiday, Anthony. You going off on folks today. Was it Chippin' and Bob?
I don't know. Bob seemed like a nice guy. I mean, he was just a misanthrope. Chip was a flaming J-O.
Mm.
You know, what are you going to do?
Here are my five words. Let it go. Move on. Let it go. Move on. That's all we do.
Well, it's now, great. And then you can sit in my seat and you can have the patience of Job. All right. And talk about Ben Simmons not regressing.
Well, the thing is, he has to grow. You know, he does have a good all-around game. He's doing, a little bit better. Okay, he has room to grow.
A little bit better. Are you guys crazy? The kid is performing. He's become a dominant type of player. He's not. He's playing, like, with the other idiot that this call doesn't understand. He played Kawhi Leonard 65 possessions against the Clippers. He gives you a triple-double. He does everything except shoot a jump shot. All right. I get it. How in the world is that moderately? How in the world is that a little bit, Steve? Tell me.
You know, what I'm saying is, no, his all-around game is fantastic, no doubt about it. You know, would I like to see him shoot more? Yes, but he's got to make himself shoot. But as long as...
Forget about shooting. He doesn't need to shoot right now. He needed to attack the rim and not shy away from the basket. He needed to go to the foul line. He needed to not jump in the air willy-nilly and pass the ball. He orchestrated the offense. He was the point guard against the Clippers the other night. He's playing. Mm-hmm. He's controlling the game. That's what young players do. Like, when they're growing.
And you said the key word, young player. Now, this would be different. He has to learn him make himself progress, but let him do his own game. You know, he'll grow into it. I really believe that. I've watched basketball for over 50 years, Anthony. So I do see the potential in him to be a great all around player. Perhaps he'll be maybe a Hall of Fame player one day. We'll see. Now I do want to talk about the whole thing with the Houston Astros and all that. I was comparing that to what just happened with Manchester City.
Yes, we brought that up, and how UEFA suspended them basically for 2 years, man.
But basically, they as far as in their sponsorship money, they said they made this, but they made that. That was their mistake. But when I listen to all the players down on what happened with Houston, I'm hoping that the entire Houston Astros team doesn't get the blame for what just a few players did. Because obviously some players didn't have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, well, you just I'm sorry, though. I got no pity for them, all right? I don't have to tell you.
No, I agree. But they're guilty by so like what happened with the Black Sox years ago.
Yeah, but again, I mean, who's bagging on trash cans? Who's wearing devices? GMs, managers? I mean, it's not like, you're Babe in the Woods, Karen. Right? You know where I'm going. You know that line?
From Goodfellas.
Right. Right. You're not a Babe in the Woods. So.
Karen.
I can't pity you in that sense. Hey, Zeus, You're on 97.5. What's up, Jesus?
Nothing, man. Listen, Chris, Bill, and Bob, they're not the three amigos. Those guys are the three pendejos. I don't know what they're talking about. Being pessimistic for Philly sports for what? We just won a Super Bowl 2 years ago. The Flyers been in and out of it. We had William Penn wearing a Flyers jersey. The Phillies won a championship not too long ago. The Sixers been in the playoffs competitively the last 2 years. Ben is going to be great. And you know how I feel about Ben.
Yes.
That's my man. The Sixers are going to do something big in the playoffs because the move that they made with Al Horford was great. Now that they're playing that low pick and roll with Ben and Joel, who's going to stop that? Obviously, the Clippers couldn't.
I agree with you. And I think that's a whole build on. And that's why I think the second half is going to be strong for them. I do.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to get the rotation down. I don't know if they're going to, you know, how deep they're going to run, make a run. I do think they're going to be legit. I think they're a tough out. I think they play tough defense. And I just don't understand the Ben Simmons. When you watch him play. I really like that dude. Right, like that dude said he needed to take 6 to 8 3-pointers. Like what point guard other than fake point guards, combo guard, is going to take 8 3-pointers? What are you crazy? You know, and when did he get to the rim the way he gets to the rim?
You know what point guards need to do that? The point guards that can't get to the rim like Ben.
Exactly. It's absurd.
But I need you to do me a favor.
Yeah.
You can't get on these guys that's calling it with the negativity. You got to understand, Bob's girlfriend left him in the seventh grade. He made it to high school. That girl didn't go to the prom with him. His ex-wife left him. He's probably pessimistic all through his life. Let it go, Elsa. Let it go.
Yeah, no. I can dig it, brother. I can dig it. Let's go to Mike. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mikey.
What's going on, cuz?
What's up, Mike?
I'm not a big call guy. I just like to listen. But when I heard somebody say that Ben Simmons needs to take 8 3-pointers in a game, I just had to throw my 2 cents into this.
And Mike, by the way, did you hear how cocky he was, too? How prickly and, well, drop the L-Y my man was?
3-pointers in a game. He's the best shooter of all time. Like, people are just so delusional in what their expectations of this guy are and what they want him to be, because he's pegged as a generational talent, that they want to combine all their favorite attributes of players throughout the league and make like a creative player in a video game. You got to take the guy for what he is. Do I think he should be taking 2 3-pointers in a game? Yeah, if they present themselves, he's got to have the threat of it. But for right now, I mean, if you watch the Clippers game, the guy's playing at a pretty high level. And as his confidence built, that's when he's going to take more jump shots. But people calling for 8 in a game.
Yeah, but it's stupid. It's absurd.
I'm going to not do it just to spite an idiot like that.
I know.
Like, come on.
I know.
I mean, you got to understand the player that you're asking about. And I mean, we talked about it last year when they just got Jimmy and they just got Tobias and they were figuring their rotation out. This group of guys has been playing together for however many games into the season we are. They're still figuring out their identity as a team. And, I mean, to be doing that and doing it at the level that they're doing it at, it's pretty impressive. I think we want instant gratification because you look at the names, and on paper they seem impressive.
Well, right. And I'm with you, Mike. And the other aspect of it, too, is just – you know, you understand the guy's game. Like, see, what drives me crazy about a dude like that is, well, everybody said that Chip Kelly was great and Doug Peterson was not, and look what happened. It's nothing to do with what's going on right now. Like, that's just a dumb response. Why even bother following sports if that's who you are?
I mean, I couldn't agree more. It's somebody that's putting every opinion they've ever heard about any sport in general and throwing it in a blender and then spitting
right.
out like a
exactly
like a vague response to just have an issue with it. Like, you're the guy that goes to the party and just finds the problem. Like, enjoy what you got in front of you. You got a generational talent next to another generational talent learning how to be great players. Just enjoy the ride. They just beat a team that is built to win title after title so handily that, I mean, that was the most impressive win for the Sixers that I've seen in the last couple of years. Because to come off the level of adversity that they've been and the scrutiny that they've been under, and to beat a team like that put together with two superstars in this league and a handful of other tremendous complementary pieces, and to win the way that they did while assimilating two new pieces into the rotation, it really is an impressive win.
I hear you, Mikey. I agree.
I mean, I think it looks great for the future. I would love to see Simmons take 2 to 3 more shots a game, jump shots a game,
from
18 to 24 feet out. But that'll come. I mean, you got to let him.
Exactly. And just a way, and thank you, Mike. Thanks for some sanity. It's amazing sometimes. You guys, you know, there's a small portion of the fan base that you just discovered the sport. I'm the guy that deserved to go, hey, thanks for the Sixers talk. It's refreshing. I know that dude had the wrong station, man.
Yeah, I would think so.
All the Sixers talk we have here.
We made this the number one playing song in Philly.
I know.
Come on now.
Well, here's a good thing. What was the guy's name? Chip?
Chip.
He goes head first into Bagster. Now, I'm going to refrain from putting Bob in the Bagster. He seemed like you could see salvageable. Like you could save his soul. You agree?
Yeah. Have a few sessions, right? Probably with a beer in your hand.
Chip needs to go to the Bagster and never come out.
I agree.
See, the beauty of the Bagster is that it holds 3,300 pounds of waste. Waste my time, waste of life, just a waste. It holds 3,300 pounds of it. And the beauty of the Bagster is you can get it at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores everywhere for just $29.99. And it's like a dumpster, but it's in a bag. And so it's not as unsightly. It's quick, easy, on demand. You buy it, whatever you're doing in your house. Maybe it's the bathroom, remodeling, the basement, cleaning out something. Whatever it is, you got it with the Bagster. Dump it all in the Bagster. And you know what happens? You call it waste management. They come get it. It's on demand. Boom, they take it away. Telling you. Go to thebagster.com and find the store nearest you for more details. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean up the Bagster. Dumpster in the back.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Tough sports night tonight, Tunis. We got no Flyers tomorrow. Flyers Columbus tomorrow.
Sixers off till Thursday.
Yeah, it's a bad night.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's a bad sports night tonight, too. College games aren't that good.
Yeah, Xavier St. John's is the one game I'm looking at, play-wise.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, there's not much going on. You're right.
I think I like the, there's a hockey game.
Vegas?
Yes.
Yep, they're hosting the Caps. I like Vegas.
Yeah, because Washington's been on the road for a while.
They've been struggling, too.
Yeah, they even Ovechkin's been struggling.
So I'm going Caps.
Vegas Knights.
Over the Caps.
Actually, it's not a good game. Lightning Avalanche is a good game.
Oh, it is a good game. Where at?
Lanch, Colorado.
I like Colorado in that.
Do you?
And Lightning got traveled.
Blue Power.
They got traveled west. Yeah. Let's go Colorado.
You like Colorado? I'll go against you for for Grins.
Okay.
I'll take the Lightning and Cooch.
Not Chooch, not Carlos.
Cooch. Brady. Cooch are off. How about that? All right, let's get back to the phones. Nate in Southwest, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nate.
Yota.
What's up, Nate?
Listen, I these people that call in, did the dude just actually really say, man, it's refreshing to hear Sixers talk? Like, really?
I know.
Talk Sixers. Mike talk Sixers. Devon talk Sixers all day. Like, I don't understand what is he talking about. Like, come on, man.
Honestly, I think he stumbled onto the wrong station, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he had to. He really had to. But listen, I'm not even on Ben Simmons because all his dead jump shooting and all that stuff. What he's doing, what I don't like is going to the hole and throwing the ball out when you're right there at the rim. Lay the ball in. I agree
with that. I think you're right about that.
So that's my only pet peeve about him. The guy I'm on right now is the big guy. So don't post things on social media and then don't back it up. Like you post, I was just talking to Drew. I said, listen, he posted on Instagram, oh, I can't wait to make this championship run. All right, man. But you talking that, you better make that happen when you get back on Thursday. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He totally showed us last night who's the most dominant player in the NBA when he took LeBron, backed him down, hit the Olajuwon on him, and you looking at him like, dude, you can do this every night. Like, why don't you? So that's my whole thing with him right now. Listen, bro, I need to see you do what you say you're going to do, plain and simple, man. And then everything else will work itself out, man. Period.
I got news for you. And look, I agree with you. I think he needs to do it on a regular basis. Now, I'm going to take him at his word that, you know, he's looking forward to the run.
All right.
Absolutely.
So my last thing is I was looking at a post that he posted yesterday when he hit the windmill dunk inside the game. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Listen, if you look behind this picture, he got a picture of this up. Anthony Davis and I can't remember who's on the other side of Anthony Davis. They're looking at this dude. They're just staring at him like, yo, we got a problem. And I want them to have that facial expression every time they see this ball coming playing, period. So, you know what I mean? Go Sixers. Andrew, hit that song before we go, bro.
How about that?
Welcome to Philadelphia.
Hit that song, he said.
Get excited.
Take a look. Give me you had schedule in front of you? I think we have Milwaukee coming up Saturday, if I'm correct.
Yes, Milwaukee Saturday, 8:30 tip. So you got Nets to start the unofficial second half. You're hosting the Nets. That's Thursday, 8 o'clock. Then you got at Milwaukee, 8:30 on Saturday. So primetime games back-to-back for the Sixers. Then you're home against the Hawks, which, you know, that's a team that's been giving them fits, but...
Well, if
you're going to start putting your rotation down.
And look, they took them lately. I mean, that was the game we were referencing to start the four-game swing. That was Boston, Miami, Milwaukee, and Atlanta started off on a Thursday night. That was the Trae Young goes double-double first quarter.
Now, to me, this is three wins in a row. You're hosting the Hawks, then you're at Cleveland,
right,
and then you're hosting the Knicks. And after the Knicks game is the Clippers game in L.A., so you may go, all right, maybe it's a look ahead, but the Sixers are playing the Knicks on Thursday. They're not playing the Clippers till Sunday. So they got 3 days off.
Okay, so let's do this.
Sunday game.
Out of the next five, you give them 4-1.
Yes.
All right.
And that one loss, if any, would be the Bucks game, right?
All right, so we'll go five, right? So whatever, just go 4-1, try to play it off like that, all right? So they're 4-1 in that grouping. The next group is the West Coast trip.
Yeah, you got
two Lakers, Clippers.
Yep. And then
Sac.
Yep.
Golden State.
And that's it. So those four games. And then you got you're hosting the Pistons.
All right, so let's go 3-2 of those five.
Okay. So that means you're losing both Clippers, Lakers?
Well, no. All I'm doing is, I don't know, maybe they lose to the Pistons, right? They split Lakers, Clippers. Okay. I don't know.
So you're 7-3 right now.
So give them the Clippers for the revenge. Maybe they beat the Lakers, whatever. So, yeah, 7-3 over that 10. The goal is to go 20-7, right?
Yes.
So right now, they're 7-3.
Then you got the hosting the Pacers, which to me, you got to win that game. You got to make a statement. It's revenge factor. You gotta win that game. So it's hosting the Pacers, hosting the Wizards,
right?
Hosting the Raptors. That's your 3-game homestand, or 4-game if you count the Pistons game.
No, okay, we're not. We're just next 5 grouping.
Yep.
Okay,
and then at Charlotte,
right?
And then hosting the Hawks again.
All right. So to me, that's 4-1.
Yep.
All right, you got to be 4-1 in that grouping. So now you go to 73 to
14-4. Sorry, 11-4.
Yeah,
I had the 10 on my brain.
Yeah,
11-4.
Right, 11-4. All right, let's do the next 5.
At Minnesota,
right?
At Chicago,
right?
Hosting the Suns.
I mean, these are bad teams, right?
Yep. Hosting the Trailblazers,
right?
And hosting Houston.
So you got to be 4-1 again.
Yeah, I don't disagree, especially because you got those two tough games. Portland and Houston are at
so
home.
So now you're 15-5, right?
Yep.
So to go 20-7, you got to go to you got to go 5-2 the last 7. What do you got?
Yeah, and this is an easy stretch. You got the Bucks game in here, but you're at right. The Wizards,
mm-hmm.
Hosting the Magic, hosting the Bucks at San Antonio,
New Orleans.
At New Orleans, and then you got 2 games left.
And what are the last 2?
Grizzlies in Memphis, home against the Hornets.
I mean,
that's 5-2. That's 6-1.
You should go 27. You should hit that mark of the 20-7. You should be able to hit that. Now, if you could possibly string it all together and play elite basketball like we're hoping over a stretch and run off 11 in a row, maybe after the Clippers game, could you start off with a beat the Lakers? If you think they're going to lose to the Clippers in revenge, see, the problem is the Lakers are revenge too. If you start after the Laker game, you could win 10 in a row.
I'm looking at 8-2 after the Laker game, those 10 games. Yeah. 8-2.
And by the way, there's no reason why you couldn't win, reel off 10 straight
right.
wins.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, you got to play. You have the seed issues coming, so you got to play to a certain threshold, a certain level to get ready for the playoffs.
You want to hear a great tweet?
Yeah.
This is from Chandler Rome, who writes for the Houston Chronicle. He's at Astros spring training today. A man arrived and was banging a trash can before running away from security.
Oh, that's awesome.
Whoever that man is, he deserves something.
You got to be kidding me. That's great.
That's amazing.
Very
that
good.
That man deserves every radio prize there is.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. All right, 610-632-0975. You want to sneak in before we go to Mikey Miss? That you're in for Tyrone today?
Yes.
All right.
Today and tomorrow.
All right. Stay tuned. How about the guy goes to me? Yo, Cuffs. Hey, what kind of weekend did you have?
Yeah.
One of the construction workers out there?
You got the eye.
And this thing.
If I'm Mikey Miss, I'm sitting at the next to the other chair, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Poor Mike.
They have to wipe down the area.
Yeah.
We got the wipes in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Do that for him, would you? Give it to me. I'll do it for him.
Skeeve me.
All right. Let's take a quick TO. We'll come back just a moment. The Cuz Radio with the Tunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud, Philly strong, and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, let's check the final poll of the day. What the take is. Who we got there, Tunis? Of course, the The poll of the day is always a lot of fun. Brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating, Air Conditioning, and Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cans can, with emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week. Special financing on a new Trane heating and cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinEcans.com today.
The question can be found on our Twitter account at 975 Middays. Did Ben Simmons show you last night that he, quote, belongs with the other superstars in the NBA with how he played during the 2020 All-Star Game? Fortunately, 76% say yes, 24% said no. It was just an exhibition game. I'm going to guess Chip was a part of the just an exhibition game crowd.
Yeah, I mean, listen, what I meant to say that he belonged, it was like, if you just watch him on the floor with the other All-Stars, he fit in. Like, there was a, he fit in well. Like, yeah. He belonged there. I also thought, you know, I thought it was pretty cool. I thought that what they both said at the podium was dead on. I thought it was a good showing.
It didn't look
For what it was. I'm not telling you it was anything great. I mean, you know, it's the NBA All-Star game. I get it.
But then it looked like it was too big for him. Like you said, he fit in with the crowd. You know, sometimes you see when people stand out for the worse. My boy Sabonis, it didn't look like he belonged.
Well, that's more of the style.
Right.
You know, that's more of the style of the game. All right, let's go to, where are we at? Oh, Drew in Westchester. What do you say, brother? What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, cuz? I don't know if you remember me from the Philly Feud.
Come on. First of all, I'm a fan of the Mikey Mish show.
Oh, okay. Good
so,
on, brother.
You know,
I'd really like to talk to you.
I love you.
Some time early. All right, cool, man. I had some time early in the day, so I thought I'd talk
to you. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, right on, bro. So, I was having an argument with a friend of mine, conversation slash argument. Maybe you can help me with it. And he's telling me that in this world that Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid cannot exist on the same team. And I had to completely disagree with that. And he's telling me that if they don't succeed in the playoffs this year, one of them has to go. And I mean, help me out with this. Am I crazy thinking that?
No. Well, I agree with you. You listen to the show, though. You know that I'm completely with you. You're not going to split them apart. Now, what you would do is, if it's a failure and they don't look good and they're out early, they're going to change the coach, and you're going to try to get a different.
That's what I told them. Yeah, right.
You're going to try to change it and get a different voice in to try to reach them. Exactly. Ultimately, I see it now. I think those two, if you get the big guy to play, I think Simmons, his game is starting to really hone. And you saw it against the Clippers. Did they look? Did the two of them have a trouble playing together the other night? Because I didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it either. I think, you know, if this rotation, you know, actually works out, and, you know, Brett can kind of figure some things out, you know, way mixing up guys and doing, you know, different rotations and things like that, I think we can all live in a peaceful world.
You know what I don't understand, Drew, and you tell me, I don't understand why people almost wish it to blow up. Like, I sense a gleeful, it's never going to happen. It's never going to work. Like, dastardly villain of 1975, right?
Yeah, it's like buddies. Like, you're like, we got to get rid of one of them. And the logical choice is you got to get rid of Embiid. And I'm like, why do you get rid of Embiid? I mean, I don't want to get rid of either of them, but I'm just like, yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't know why anyone just can't be just positive and just take
Why in a hurry? I'm not asking you to be, you know, jolly, you know, sunshine. I just watched the movie, so I'm not asking you to be sunshine. But my Lord, you know, give it a little bit of time. And why are you rushing? They're only in their third playoff run together, third season together.
Right. No, I'm with you, cuz.
Thanks, brother. Listen, always a pleasure, man. You too, buddy. You too. Again, I'm not saying, you know, they're gonna win the championship. It's a final. Give it a little bit. We've seen the history of this game that men win the titles in their mid to really their late 20s and on is when it happens. I just don't understand the rush of why you need to move on from the two of them or why this needs to happen. Bah, 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 bah. Mikey Miss up next at 2 o'clock. Handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, shoulder injuries, conditions. For more information, just visit handandshouldercenter.com. Tunis, what time's that out say? Because I can't see it.
Oh, 153.48, so you still got 40 seconds.
All right, good. I can't read that screen right now.
Today's a lot of fun, though.
I had a lot of fun. I'm yes.
The top
lot of
10
fun.
Movie coaches list.
Yeah, I enjoyed that, too.
All-star break. All that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, I said it because I watched Remember the Titans. Brought this, had the kids watch it. I was in the mood for some football, and it was a lot of fun.
And that show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson. If you want an absolute best Real Philly hoagie, you got to visit a Real Philly deli. Find one near you at realphillydeli.com.
Nice. Thanks. I think I'm going to watch Hoosiers today.
You should.
Have the kids watch Hoosiers.
Boss will learn how to pass.
All these kids, all these parents, don't get me started. Shoot. Shut up. Appreciate the game. Appreciate Mikey Miss coming up next with the Tunis and Natalie. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.